Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur b'siyata d'shmaya. We saw neflos mitaras Hashem about osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. If one is osek b'safik mitzvah, if that patters him from a mitzvah v'adais. We saw akasha on the shagas aryeh, the teretz of the har tzvi. And now in this shiur, we will continue on in the previous shiur. What we saw was the stira between the Gemara and Erchin, where it says that Kohanim are chayiv in tefillin, Zvachim that they're pater in tefillin, the teretz of the Shagas Aryeh, that in Erchin we're talking about you can't pater him. The reason he's chayiv is because he's being makriv achatas of bala safek, and therefore it's only a safek mitzvah. That's why he's chayiv. Now in that we ask from Tosfos that when it comes to a Suffolk Aveda, you are putter from a mitzvah, whereas according to the Shagas Aryeh, if you're bringing a Suffolk carbon, you're not putter. And then we were mechalek between the instaka, where we're going to say Suffolk Mimona Lekula, and therefore if you're also in a Suffolk mitzvah, you don't have to do the mitzvah, you don't have to give the money. Whereas when it comes to the din of tefillin, when you're only doing a safek mitzvah, there we're talking about iser v'heter. There we're talking about a person's chiyuv tefillin. So there you have to be machmir and wear the tefillin, because maybe he's not being osik in a mitzvah, because safek mitzvah doesn't pater from another mitzvah only when it comes to mamon. That's, in a nutshell, learned in the previous shiur. So we're continuing again in the tshuva of Moifes Hador, of Frank Zatzal, Simen Kuf Dalet, in the second chelik of Har Tzvi. It's mamish geshmak. I don't know why more people don't just sit and learn Har Tzvi. He writes, Achakach motzatz b'sefer revina legoin mikale shaman amadu chazuim oisek b'sofik mitzvah potter mitzvah v'adoy shebo liyodo. Afterwards, I saw in the Imre Bina, he didn't see it, he didn't have the Otzar Chochma, he didn't have the Bar Ilan, he didn't have Google, he just was a Talmud Chacham. Not that people who use those things are not necessarily, but he didn't have any of those options. He just had to know it all his own, and as you see from his Sfarim, he knew tremendous amounts with great amkus. So in the Imre Bina, and Arachaim and Simon Yud Gimel, he discusses the Shaila of Oisek Besofik Mitzvah Yupater Mi Mitzvah Vadois, and he concludes that even if Sveika Dairaisa is Lechomer Min HaTorah, and therefore you could say, oh, so you have to be Machmir in Sveikas, nevertheless, we can say she'ein safek moitzi midei vaday, that a safek mitzvah is not going to pat you from mitzvah vados, even though you have to be machmir to be makayim the safek mitzvah. Omnam, however, mistimas haposkim ki Rav Yosef de shomer aveda ke shomer sachar dami. But the poskim paskim like Rav Yosef, that if you're a shomer aveda, that if you're guarding an aveda, you have a din of a shomer sachar, because you're getting schar. What's the schar? That if when an ani comes to you, you don't have to give him the bread. You're putter from giving him the bread. And we don't find anybody who will say shadafka bevadei avedis Yisrael aval besafek habeishomer chinam, that only if it's a vadei avedis Yisrael he's putter from giving the ani, but if it's a safek, then he's a shomer chinam. We don't find that. So in Pashtus, even if it's a safek, he's considered a shomer sachar and he's putter from giving the ani. Why? Because since he's involved in a suffik mitzvah, so he's putter min ha-mitzvah. That would imply, not like you said before, we said that suffik mitzvah doesn't putter from a vade mitzvah, but here we see that a suffik mitzvah does putter from a vade mitzvah. And he continues, V'chein mashma k'tzas milishna achrina. And so too is mashma a little bit from the lishna achrina. The time of the Rav Yosef to have a shomer sachar midishabde rachmana baal korcho. The Gemara says, Yosef Armuk Hashomer Sachar, Kevin de Rachmana, this is an Ika de Mefarshi Hachi, Yesh Mefarshim Kach. After we have the first Lashon of Without hanah, that he doesn't have to give the bread to the ani, a shomer sachar. And the other lashon is, Rabbi Yossi says, "Kishomer sachar dami." Kevin derachmana shabdei bal korche hilkoch kishomer sachar dami. Since the Torah was mishabed him bal korcho, hilkoch kishomer sachar dami. Therefore, he's like a shomer sachar, because he's obligated to take this aveda, and therefore he's like a shomer sachar. Ad kan lashon hagemara. Tosis explains that the reason that a shomer chinam is chayav only bepshia is because the Torah assessed people's das that when they're mekabel lishmor chinam, they don't want to be mischayav more than that. Otherwise, you should be mechayev every shomer, even mechinam, even gnev and aveda. And since chiyuv shmir shel shomer aveda doesn't stem from his kabbalah lishmor, but rather from the fact that the Torah was mechayev him lishmor, a shomer aveda, so he should be chayev even gnev and aveda, like shomer sachar. Shomer sachar has a higher level of Shmira. So the Lashon of the Gemara is that since the Torah was Mishabed him Baal Korche, therefore he has a din, a higher level of Shmira of a Shomer Sachar. Uvein Hanach Tshrei Taimid the Shomer Aveda Mashma Deleka Nafgamina Ledina. And these two reasons of Shomer Aveda, either because he's patur for giving the Yani, or because the Torah was Mishabed him Baal Korcho, these two reasons, it's Mashmah, there's no Nafgamina Ladina. V'yisalka daitach dilatam rishon lo avi shomer sachar b'safek Aveda. And if you're going to think that according to the first reason, he's not a Shomer Sachar in a case of a safek Aveda, which reason is that? That's the reason of without hana, that he doesn't have to give bread to a poor person, he's considered like a shomer sachar. So if you think that according to that reason, but if it would be only a safek aveda, then he would have to give the bread to the poor person. There'd be a nafkamina between the two reasons, right? Because according to the first reason, he wouldn't be a shomer sachar. According to the second reason, the Torah is mishabed in Baal Korche, so he would still be a shomer sachar. But according to the first reason, he wouldn't be a shomer sachar because here there's no shibud, because here there's no p'tur from giving bread to the poor person, because he's only misafek a shomer, and memela when the poor person comes, he has to give the poor person. So if you think that, if in a case of safek, he's not pater mena mitzvah, then there's an afkamina between the two reasons of the Gemara. According to the second day in the Gemara, the Ikadamri, so the Torah was mishabed him ba korche lechayve, even if it's a safek aved. And according to the first lashon, he's not chayev. According to the first reason, he's not a shomer sachar, because he would have to give the ani. So you'd see a nafkamina between the reasons. According to the first reason, he wouldn't be a shomer sachar. According to the second reason, he would. If by safek aveda we say that he is not pater from other mitzvahs, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say there's a nafkamina between the two reasons, it implies that he's a shomer sachar no matter what, even even if it's a safek mitzvah, he's still going to be pater from the mitzvah adas of giving the ani. And that would teach us that safek mitzvah paters from a vadai mitzvah. Ad kan toref divrei hagoin mikalish Baal Ha'imre Bina, Baruch Hashem Shezachinu La'avino. Aval Shoel Rav Tzvi Hirsch, as they call him, or Rav Hirsch Pesach. The Hirsch is the Tzvi. Hirsch is not a Pesach. V'yesh l'tumoy al dvarav, d'mashakasev d'yesh mashmos l'leka nafkamin al-adina ben hani trey lishni, l'anius taiti eni roa shum mashmos l'leka nafkamin al-adina ben. He says, what do you mean there's no nafkamina? Who says there's no nafkamina? And the Or Sameach already, you see, the Heilig Or Sameach, Perek Dalet, Sof Halacha Dalet, Vnizke Mammon, doesn't learn that way. Hitaka learns that there is enough Gemina Ladina between these two reasons. What's the nafkamina? So he says, what's the din of a shomer aveda? Is he mischayev bin izakin shaveda tazik lachem? If you're guarding an aveda, are you chayev in the damage that the aveda damages other people? The vadiv, the bailam are definitely going to be pater because he's their anus. But what about the shomer aveda? Is he going to be chayev in nizikim in damages that the aveda damages other people? And he concludes that it's totally in the tulishness, the shyness. According to the Lishna Kama, that he's a Shomer Sachar, Bahiyana. So, Dino Kishomer Sachar, the Alma, the Chayiv, Minizke Aveda. According to the first Lashon, that he's a Shomer Sachar, because in that Hana, that he saves having to give the Ani, he has a Din of a Shomer Sachar, because he's Chayiv, Minizke Aveda. He's a Din of a regular Shomer Sachar. He's earning money. He's gaining money. So, a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv, Minizke Aveda. So, he's also gaining money. So, he's also Chayiv, Minizke Aveda. He's like a regular Shomer Sachar. But according to the Man Dharma, that he's a Shomer Sachar because the Torah was Meshabed him. Baal Korche, he's not Chayv Aniske Aveda because the Torah was Meshabed him. Only Tovas Baal Aveda. But not Tovas anybody else. Ad Kanare. Pshitale. Dein Kan Mashmos, Dein Afkamina Ladina Ben Anitre Lishne. He learns that there is an Afkamina between these two Lishonos. Gama de Pshitale. Lebalim Rebina, de la time of the Shibde Baal Korche, Chayev Gamal Safik Aveda, Gamze Mechusir Yisod. And also that it's Pashut to the Imre Bina, that according to the reason that the Torah was Meshabit in Baal Korche, he'd be Chayev on a Safik Aveda, is Mechusir Yisod. What's the foundation to understand that way? That when the Torah was Meshabit in Baal Korche, so that would mean that he's Pater. That would mean that he's chayev even for a suffix aveda. That's what the Imre Bina says. Visa gadaita gultam rishon lo avisham besachar besuffix aveda. And if you think that according to the first reason, of giving the bread to the Yoni, he's not a Shomer Sachar B'Safek Aveda, to be a Nafkamina. Because according to the Kedamer, even B'Safek Aveda, the Torah was Meshabit him Baal Korche, to be Mechayev him to guard even a Safek Aveda. Says the Har Tzvi, who says? Kamzeh Mechus Yisod. V'chi B'Shvil Sheshivdu Baal Korche Yitchayev Af B'Ni B'Safek. Because they were Meshabit him against his will, he's going to be chayev, even in a case of suffik. Why is it in that all other Surah Torah that the Rambam says that he's not chayev al avad al suffik? He's only chayev al avadai. Sveka daraisa lekulam in that Torah. So just because the Torah was meshabit in Baal Korche doesn't mean that he's going to be chayev in a suffik aveda. So to say there's no nafkamina between the reasons, Hard to say. The Or Samech says there is an afkamina between the reasons. So we can also say there's an afkamina between the reasons. That according to the first reason, he's not a shomer sachar b'safek aveda, because a safek mitzvah doesn't pater from a vadei mitzvah. And according to the second reason, he is a shomer sachar. So we do have an afkamina. We could have an afkamina between the two reasons. Like the Rosh Hashanah is an afkamina between the two reasons. Different afkamina. But who says the Imre Bina is right? There's no afkamina. Maybe there is an afkamina. And not that the Imre Bina says he understands kedavar pashut, that if the Torah is Mishabin and Baal Korche, then he's a Shomer Sachar, even a Safek Aveda. Who says the Ram holds Feged the rights of Lekula Minat Torah? And then he goes ahead and he asks on the Or Samech. he says that the time of the Shibde Bal Korche Patra on this Aveda the Lo Shibde Al Atovis Bal Aveda. So he asks a kasha on that. That according to the Tzad, that the Torah was Mishabin in Bal Korche. So if Nezek is caused by the Aveda, then he'd be putter. So he asked a kasha on that. We're not going to get into that kasha. We want to stay to our ikar inyan here, which is the osek b'safik mitzvah. Is he putter mi mitzvah v'dais? So he says, I'd like to bring you a raya from Tosis and Bav Metzia, Dav Chafei Amid Beis, Divar Matlim, Not Lelei Achzir. That we see from there, it says, V'yesh Lefarish, Demayri Yechub B'Safik Aveda, Afilu Nichush Amidas, Doi Mishachud, V'lo Mishtamer, Ki Imkzas Mayri, V'lakachim Notal, Lo Yachzir, Dehash Tavedu, V'shachu Abaylim, V'kevin Shima Yodea, Shia Aveda, we see from Shita Satosis that the Esek B'Safik Mitzvah patters him from a mitzvah of Adois, because we're talking here in Tosis about a Safik Aveda. And he says, a Safek Aveda, L'Rav Yosef, is a Shomer Sachar. Why, if it's a Safek Aveda, according to Rav Yosef, you're a Shomer Sachar? Why are you a Shomer Sachar? Because you don't have to give the Ani. When he asks you for bread, you don't have to give him. You're busy with the Aveda. And that applies even to a Safek Aveda, according to Tosfos. You see that a Safek Aveda, Safek Mitzvah, patters you from Vadai, from the Vadai Mitzvah of giving the Ani. This Tosis he already quoted before. But there he quoted, I guess, in the context, he's bringing it again, he quoted in the context of asking on the Shagas Aryeh. Shagasari says a Safik mitzvah doesn't pater from a mitzvah adais. You see in Tosis that a Safik mitzvah does pater from a mitzvah adais. And therefore, according to Rav Yosef, he's a Shomer Sachar. Even on a, according to Tosis, even on a Heilige Safik Aveda, he's still a Shomer Sachar. He's still pater from giving the Ani. The moment he picks it up, he's mechuyev b'shmiras misafek, and the Rav Yosef havi shomer sachar, because a safek mitzvah Patu's here from a vadai, and therefore he doesn't have to give the bread to the ani, because he's busy with the aveda. Osek b'safik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Midivri atoy salali yesh lahar al nesivis, and simin reish sadi alef sif cut and gimel. Shehel Hashem deino pater melamesa vrifta laanya elik shoysek b'mitzvah sheneschayv b'meikara. When are you pater from giving the ani bread? When you're osek in a mitzvah that you're mischayv originally. Ala boysek mitzvah shemetchilo eneschayv elu atzma meretzon nechavs basic mitzvah zu shuv lo miftar izev zeizem mitzvah acheres. Alfa bishahas doysek b'mitzvah. אם כן כאן דאמרינן לכתחילה לא ייטול ואם נוטה לא יחזר לשיטה סנסיבס אבל לא ימר זה לא מפטר ממצווה ולא יש לו דין שמר סוחר. Here we're talking about a case where you're really not supposed to take this aveda. You're not supposed to suffic aveda, you're not supposed to take it. You're supposed to leave it there and let the guy, maybe it's not an aveda, and let the guy come pick it up. So you're really not supposed to take it. So according to the nesivis, if you're really not supposed to take, if originally you weren't chayiv in this mitzvah and you were machnis yourself into the chiyuv mitzvah, then you're not pater from other mitzvahs. And that's exactly what's happening here. You were machnis yourself into the chiyuv, so you shouldn't be pater from other mitzvahs. And Tosis says that you are. So you see, from Tosis, not like the Nesivis. Okay, sweet friends, this is a very, very broad topic, and we saw some very interesting inyanim. And Mitzvah Hashem, I hope very much to revisit Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, which we've had many shiurim on, and specifically this Shaila of Osek B'Safek Mitzvah. So hopefully we will return. And we should be Zorcha Lilmodu Lilamed, Lishma V'Las, L'Kaimus Kol Devei Samu Torah, Sabi Ahava, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.